With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. Beginning January 1st, veterans who served as far as 12 miles from the shore of Vietnam or who had service in the Korean Demilitarized Zone are presumed to have been exposed to Agent Orange and may be entitled to VA benefits. Recently, KRMG's Russell Mills talked to VA Secretary Robert Wilkie about the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act of 2019.
This Blue Water Vietnam Veterans Act, it's like, wow, we are still dealing with Agent Orange in 2019.
Yeah, well, it's, I always say this, that in my lifetime, Vietnam has impacted me greatly because of my father. My service is modest. My father was terribly wounded in the invasion of Cambodia. He came out of Fort Sill as a major.
I was going to say, he was Army, right?
Right, he was Army. And took him a year to recover in an Army hospital in Hawaii, Tripler. When he got back, he wasn't even allowed to wear his uniform off post. And
because of the political danger, because people would...
Yes, in Oklahoma, places like Fort Sill and Fort Bragg, in the heart of Richard Nixon country. We're not talking about Berkeley, California, right, or Cambridge, Massachusetts. And even sitting in this position for the last year and a half, we still haven't fully closed all of the circles from Vietnam. Now, one of the things that I think is very most important to me is that we're going to start finally giving help to the families of Vietnam veterans who take care of those veterans at home, the caregivers, people like my mother. You could do that if you came from other wars, but for some reason, the Congress and whatever administration was in place left out Vietnam. We finally closed that circle. The Blue Water Navy Act allows those sailors who have a condition, let's just say non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and they can apply to VA as any other Vietnam veteran would be able to apply for treatment and for benefits.
Which previously was not the case.
Right. They could not. So that's one of the last circles from Vietnam that is closing. And I'll give you one quick story, tell you how this impacted people like me growing up. You know, I tell people that when a child was called to the principal's office at Fort Sill or at Fort Bragg, there was always a chance that child wasn't going up there for a doctor's appointment. They were going up there because there was bad news from Southeast Asia. I took one of my classmates to the Vietnam Wall 44 years after her father's plane went down. He was in a plane carrying orphans out of Saigon before the North Vietnamese entered the city. Ford ordered the evacuation of all the orphanages. Mm-hmm. He volunteered. I remember when she was called to the principal's office because that plane went down, didn't make it past the end of the runway in Saigon. So those are the kinds of things that are still with me because of that era. And so that's why I thank you for talking about it.
Well, and I thank you for taking the time to explain some of this to us and why this is still so important. I mean, that plane crash that you're talking about there happened in what, 1973?
1975.
75.
A couple of weeks before the North Vietnamese crashed through and into the city. And it was called Operation Baby Lift. This particular plane was a C-5, 178 orphans on it, 11 airmen who died, about 132 orphans perished out of the 178. And in this case, Sergeant Johnson, his daughter's Denise, his name's one of the last four on the wall.
I have never been to Washington, D.C. I hope to fix that one of these days soon, but I have been to exhibits of the moving wall, and I think moving is a perfect description of it in so many ways. I have had some amazingly emotional experiences there. It is a powerful monument.
That's right. That's right.
They're holding this town hall now. This is going to be Wednesday, February 5th.
Yes.
At 6 p.m. I presume you're not going to be here, but there are going to be folks there.
Right. There will be representatives there. I believe it's at the VFW post. And there will be folks from our benefits office, folks from our health administration, and they will answer those questions. We want we started taking claims on New Year's Eve on Blue Water, and we're processing them now. If somebody had a claim denied in the past who fits into the Blue Water category, that means sailed the waters of South Vietnam and North Vietnam, refile that claim. We'll put it through the system and look forward to servicing as many veterans as we can.
Now, you mentioned that there are new initiatives to deal with the issues of mental health and suicide
Yes.
prevention, and also we have more and more veterans that are women, and that's got to shift the landscape of how the VA handles our veterans. So, in the time we've got left, can you talk a little Yeah. bit more about some of these initiatives?
Yes. Well, 10% of the veterans that who we serve are women. About 19% of the active force are women. So the whole culture has changed. We provide women's clinics now in all of our hospitals, and we are changing along with the culture. The suicide and mental health issues that you brought up are really at the forefront of what we do. We still have not had a national conversation about mental health in this country. For VA, we provide same-day mental health services. We even include those who are other than honorably discharged. In my Father's Day, if you had that designation, you would not be allowed access to any federal benefits. We've changed that. I will be presenting to the president in March a new national roadmap on suicide prevention. Every day, 20 veterans take their lives. And to tell you how long this has been a problem, and a problem we've never addressed, the United States Army started taking statistics on Army suicide in 1892. That's because at places that were out of the way, like Fort Sill was in the 1890s, and Fort Leavenworth up the road from where you are, the number of soldiers taking their lives every day was astronomical. And the president, in that case, Benjamin Harrison, told the Army, I want to know how many, what are you doing about it? And that number's remained pretty steady since then. And as I said earlier, the majority of those who take their lives are from Vietnam. Of the 20, we don't see 14. So what I will propose to the president is that we open up to localities, small towns, counties in particular, and charities and non-governmental organizations, and give them resources to help us find those 14 veterans we have no contact with. And in the meantime, with cooperation from the Department of Defense, start talking to young soldiers, airmen, Marines, sailors, when they're in basic training, about what to look for if they think something is wrong, either in themselves or with their buddies. So at least they start hearing the cadence, the sound of talk about what it means to be mentally healthy. We never did that. In my Father's Day, if you had any anxiety, if you felt troubled, it was thank you very much. Probably not a very good discharge, because it didn't matter. There were 10,000 draftees ready to fill the spot. Well, we don't have a draftee force anymore. And we have to do things that, for many of the people in your audience, would have never been considered when they served.
Just even being able to have the conversation without the stigma.
Right.
That has existed
Absolutely.
For so long. All right, one more quick question, sir, because I know I'm going over my time. But
it's all right. No, this is a pleasure.
Good. I'm glad you're enjoying it. We are consolidating VA services in Tulsa. I'm sure you're aware.
Yes.
They're building a
Yes.
brand new facility. It's going to be
Yep.
gorgeous. It's about a mile from where I live, as a matter
Right.
of fact.
Right.
I don't know when the ceremonial groundbreaking or any of that kind of stuff is going on, but do you have plans to come visit us here?
Yes. I do, and I'm in Oklahoma a lot. You probably heard from, you know, the times you and I have talked and what I said at the beginning, family and friends all over the state. So, yes, I've talked to Senator Inhofe about it. I don't have the date in front of me, but if we're still in office, and I think we will be, I'm going to come to Tulsa.
VA Secretary Robert Wilkie. This is Oklahoma Perspective. Another resource for veterans is a group called Recruit Military, which helps unemployed spouses of military veterans find work. KRMG's Russell Mills talked with Chris Stevens about the program.
Tell me a little bit first about your organization.
So Recruit Military, we've been doing this a little over 20 years right now. Our more parent company is Bradley Morris, which has been doing this for 27 years. I myself, retired Air Force veteran, retired in 1999, right in North Carolina, and I've been with Bradley Morris and Recruit Military now for June was 20 years. So got a real strong passion for helping military veterans and spouses. And, you know, to your point about unemployment rate, first off, on military spouses, it's at a 24%, real high. There are right now about 600,000 active duty military spouses scattered around the United States. On the flip side of that, we have a historical low of about 2.9% in December. We got that stat from the Department of Labor. So 2.9% for veteran unemployment. A historical low. That's great.
That's right at where our overall unemployment is, right? Right around 3%, which is statistically considered zero.
That's right. Yeah, you figure with that low percentage rate, those people probably don't want to work or can't work.
Right.
You know.
I interrupted you. Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
No, I was going to say you were talking about but for our spouses, our military spouses, you said there's about 600,000 of them.
That's right. 600,000 active duty spouses.
And their unemployment rate is 8 times that of the national average.
Mm-hmm.
The highest of any segment of our population.
That's true. That's true. And I'll tell you why is that, you know, military spouse, male or female, is really at the mercy of the military member. When they change military stations, you know, as soon as they move to this new military base, they start work the next day. But it's a big transition for the military spouse and the family members. You know, most military spouses, I could tell you, are very marketable, educated, have some real good skill set. But again, with that moving around, it's very, very difficult. So we really wanted to attack that. And so this past year, last year in 2019, we founded a division within our company called Team Transition, headed up by Heidi Miller, who is a West Point grad, and Jen Haddock. And she was in the Navy, got out. Now she's a military spouse. Her husband's in the Navy. So they have dedicated their time and efforts to really making the spouse community aware of some of the things that we can do to help them find employment. One of them is job fairs, hence the one we're doing in Oklahoma City. We do about 119, but we did our physical events. We did our first virtual spouse event back in January 15th. Had over 30 companies there. Over 500 military spouses across the United States. It was a huge success. We partnered with Soldier for Life, which is the transition office in charge of all the Army. I can tell you that because of the dedicated efforts, not only of for Heidi and Jen in this program, but we partnered with Google. And I'll tell you, Russ, this is just awesome for military spouses. When I say we partnered with Google, we did a commercial with them last year. Right around the same time, the Super Bowl of last year, and Google did a commercial to help military spouses, well, actually, and veterans find employment. So what we do is we partner with them, and we use their algorithms and our job board. It's very, very simple. Spouses and military vets can just go to recruitmilitary.com. But the point I'm trying to make is that in the search block there, military spouses can put the word remote. Now, we got about 240,000 jobs on that job board, of which about 9,000 right now are remote opportunities, meaning that a military spouse can sit anywhere in the United States and they can just work from their home. And with those algorithms from partnering with Google, All they got to do is type into that search engine right there the word remote, and it'll tell them all the remote opportunities where you can work from home, and you can apply to them right there.
So if you get picked up and schlepped from, Tustin, California to North Carolina, you got to take a day off for the move, but you can, as soon as you got your laptop plugged back in, you can go back to work. And
that's
going to make your employer feel a lot easier about hiring you.
That's right. Absolutely. And a lot of companies are recognizing that. And, you know, the way corporate America is right now, and I'm sure a lot of people are aware of this, just to save money and stuff, a lot of companies are going to working from home. You know, with technology the way it is right now, people aren't missing a beat. So that remote feature on our website just has a lot of legs underneath it right now. So it's one way, or just another way, we're attacking that unemployment rate of about 24% for spouses.
All right. So far we've got job fairs, which can take place in person, physical job fairs like the one that's coming up in Oklahoma City. You've also conducted a virtual job fair, and it sounded like you had folks from all over the country involved in that. That's pretty cool. You're steering some of these military spouses towards these remote employment opportunities. What else are you doing? Because this, I mean, obviously you're pulling out all the stops trying to tackle this problem.
We are. So we also have on that job board, it's not just remote. So you can type in any keyword you'd like, or even a military member can type in what their MOS is, military occupational specialty, and the algorithms at Google will recognize what your MOS is, and using those algorithms, they can tell from what opportunities out of 240 that you're a fit for. So you could just put every job in the United States that would be looking for your MOS, or you can just pick your MOS, your military occupational specialty, which is a number. And then you can put location, Oklahoma City, and it'll tell you all the jobs that are in Oklahoma City looking for people with that MOS. So it's awesome.
Interesting.
We have another feature. We have what's called Search and Employees, a magazine that gets sent to every other month, gets sent to every installation in the world. It's called Search and Employ. We got a digital copy of that. It's very simple. You can go to recruitmilitary.com right there. And take a look at that. It's our digital copy.
I'm sorry, but that amused me because I'm familiar with the search and destroy concept that came out kind of during the Vietnam, I think, era primarily. But search and employ is a nice that's a nice twist of that phrase. I like it.
That's great. Thank you.
Did you come up with that? Was that you?
That was not me. No, that was our COO. I wish it was me. That's our COO, Larry Slagle. Wonderful human being, a Marine Corps officer, and our CEO is Tim Best, is a Marine Corps. Excuse me, he'll probably slap me in the face for saying that. He's an Army warrant officer, a Special Forces helicopter pilot. So we got some tremendous men leading us along the way here. So
very cool. All right, so I have to ask: Will there be any of these events with Recruit Military in the Tulsa area anytime in the future?
We do not have them around the Tulsa area. Just not a ton of concentration of military vets and spouses. There's no active duty military bases around it. That's why we're down in Oklahoma City. Because Tinker Air Force Base and the Guard, National Guard Reserve units around there. But we go to Oklahoma City a couple times a year. Like I said, we're expecting over 40 companies tomorrow, and they're all over the gamut. I got Lockheed Martin coming in, Intel's coming in. I have 180 Medical, from the local area right there. Mm-hmm. I have Grand Canyon University is coming in. DAV is our corporate sponsor, so not only is this geared towards employment opportunities, but the DAV will be there answering all questions for disability. Anything you can imagine on the DAV side.
Chris Stevens with Recruit Military. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interviews. This is Oklahoma Perspective for Cox Media Group. I'm Bert Williams.
With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at Chime.com/build. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. Results may vary. See Chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.